2000 or 2002, you definitely want to get this patch and get it on there immediately, if
I
not
suspect
sooner.
We'll, I suspect we'll have that on the website in just a few minutes,
a few minutes.
Number. In addition, that is the poll for the week, so we'll talk about that later. But before we do that, we'll go on to Steve and talk about whatever it is Steve wants to talk
about.
There
was an interesting report that came out this week from a research company. I forget what magazine it was in now. I didn't get the printout with me. The richest CEOs in America, and Steve Jobs of Apple made the list at number one.
All right.
He's the highest paid CEO.
Wait a minute. I thought he made $1 a year.
Correct. His salary is $1 a year from Apple. However, he got $43 million in bonuses.
Nice work.
Yeah. Oh, where do I sign up? Jeez.
So someone worked that out, $14,000 a week or some
stupid. What's that a minute?
Yeah, it's so
more than I make in a year, I think.
They've been calculating how fast that is. Now, that it's interesting because a couple 3 years ago when he came back to Apple, the board of directors gave him a Gulfstream 4 corporate jet complete with crew, and that was about a $90 million signing bonus. So he's actually gone down since then. It's only $43 million this year.
Oh, I feel for him, but I'm sitting.
And that doesn't include what he makes at Pixar. Who have just released the new monster.
Does the term double dipping make sense to you? Holy
They just released the new Monsters DVD with a lot of extra shorts on it. And on the Apple website, their QuickTime trailer site, they have the short Mike's New Car created by Pixar and now being...
Yeah, and God forbid my daughter didn't get that the day it came out. I'm driving her around the town.
So it's interesting to see how Jobs' two companies, which apparently are too close together for him to use his jet to travel between them.
So he leases it out and makes more money that way.
That way, yeah.
Well, move Apple to Rochester.
Well, we could try that.
There you go. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing, yep.
Not
all right, on the other software front, there are some popular online services that are using a new kind of software to steal money. Excuse me. To divert sales commissions that would otherwise be paid to small online merchants by big sites like Amazon and eToys. If you're running Morpheus, Kazaa, and LimeWire, if the latest versions, one of the things they ask you is if you would like to show support for the software maker by shopping through an online affiliate program. These programs typically give a percentage of each purchase back to the affiliate as a commission. Now, for example, if you were to shop on out on the Ask Nick website, I have a list of certain books and things that you might be interested in buying. If you go to my site and click on those things and go buy them at Amazon, I get a couple of pennies per purchase. But if you are running LimeWire, Kazaa, or Morpheus, they get those couple of pennies, not me, because they intercept the thing and change the affiliate name from mine to theirs. It is perfectly legal because users agree to that happening when they sign up.
If and never read the agreement.
And nobody ever reads the agreement.
Why would you do that?
The amount involved in this is hundreds of thousands of dollars and currently and is likely to grow because users are unaware that they're doing it. There's certainly no cost to you as the customer, but those of us who run small websites are definitely being hurt. Personally, I've seen a drop-off of about 50%. I mean, I was only getting a check for, a couple of bucks a quarter, but now I'm not getting them because they have a minimum below which they don't send you a check that quarter. I haven't seen a check in months, and now I know why. I'm seeing the sales, but I'm not seeing sales. It's like people stopped entirely, but it's all
intercepted.
So if you're using Morpheus, Kazaa, or LimeWire, you're involved in this and you're doing it. So you might want to check those pieces of software and delete them and reinstall them and say no this time.
There's also a similar email scam running around from... You get an email claiming to be from Symantec saying you can buy Norton System Works for $30. What's a $129 retail product? It contains antivirus utilities and all kinds of neat stuff. So when you see an offer for $30, you go, "Oh, cool! I'll buy that." Turns out it's not Symantec. Symantec doesn't send out emails like that. As far as they can trace, it's some company in China. And what they're doing is they just take your money and you never see the product. There was a a company, I forget the URL offhand, there was a company offering something similar, but they were selling OEM CDs that are supposed to be included with a brand new computer.
Right.
And if you don't buy it with a new computer, they are breaking their license agreement and you have possessed illegal software.
Yep.
So it's a real thing going around, and so if you get one of these emails, ignore it. It's either not legitimate or
you get something illegal.
It sounds
too good
illegal.
To be true, it is.
We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, apparently that's harder to say than I thought. Our producer Rob Linton and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Lee & Lee to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Call Frozen CPU at 1-877-243-8266.
What kind of girl follows her heart 3,000 miles from home?
This is the story of a girl.
You're going to scrap Stanford University because of a crush?
I came here because of Ben, but I'm staying because of me.
A girl like Felicity.
I just feel like I have to make my own choices.
So you're staying?
Yeah. I decided to sweat it out for a little bit.
Follow Felicity to We Women's Entertainment every night at 7 Eastern. Find out if you get We Women's Entertainment. Go to iwantwe.com.
The day has ended. Amber skies blend to twilight blue. The world softens a bit around the edges, and you release all the cares of the day. Now is the time for Bella Sera wine. Bella Sera Pinot Grigio from Italy. Pour a glass, relax. It's going to be a beautiful evening. Or as they say in Italian, it's going to be a Bella Sera. Imported by Villa de Bella Sera, Healdsburg, California.
Yeah, my car is leaking something brown.
No leak.
What do you mean, no leak? I just said it's leaking.
No leak.
Yes, leak. Look, see?
No leak.
What does it take? What do I have to do? What is that?
No leak.
No leak premium engine sealer. Safely stops leaks, avoids costly repairs. Guaranteed. I get it. No leak.
No leak premium sealers for engines, transmissions, power steering, and cooling systems. You want no leak? Get no leak.
One of the following statements is untrue. There are more sporting goods for sale on eBay than there are seconds in a day. If all the trading cards sold on eBay in a week were placed end to end, they would extend 11 miles. More people sell their tickets on eBay than anywhere else in the world. With my 12 legs, I can dance like a wildebeest. To find out which of the preceding statements is untrue, log on to eBay, the world's online marketplace. eBay Sports. Happy hunting.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. 50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
I love that little, huh. Like he actually cares. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And you're listening to Soundbites. We want to thank our best friends in the whole world, the folks at Bill Gray's.
Keeps us going.
Doggone right, the world's greatest cheeseburger for the world's greatest computer show. God bless the folks at Bill Gray's.
Thank you as always.
We are going to go to the phones now and take your calls. Our first caller today, Quinn from Rochester. Welcome, Quinn. What's your question?
Yes, I have a question about where to find a network switch that's compatible with Windows 95.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by network switch?
Network switch, like 5 or 8 port network switch.
Oh, a switching hub.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Linksys?
I just bought a Birkeland one, and it says it's only compatible with 98 FE and newer.
That means they won't answer questions on 95. That doesn't mean it won't work.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, a switch is a switch is a switch, and it doesn't know what operating system is at the other end.
And doesn't care, and is based on Unix TCP anyway.
Right. There's no driver for Windows 95 or any of that nonsense. It's a standalone box. So all you have to do is plug it in and go. They will not, if you call them up and say you have Windows 95, they won't answer a question. But you know what? The networking in 98 is identical to that in 95. If you tell them it's 98, they'll give you the answers
for 95,
too. Yeah, because
if you looked inside that, you know, it's just a very simple circuit board with a few capacitors and that on it that literally just move. You know, it's like train buses that you just sit there and see a connection, so it connects all the various ports on that hub to each other. That's all it is.
And switch prices are coming down dramatically. A switch is more efficient than a hub. It opens direct connection between two computers. In a hub, any traffic is echoed to every computer, so there's a lot of extra traffic. I just found a 16-port SMC switch for $90.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Although, you know,
so now I'm waiting for the gigabit switches to come.
Exactly.
A 4-port switch is $1,000. They're coming down, but...
Yeah, right. In time, like anything else.
And when you say more efficient, I mean, for a home network, you know, we've got 2, 3, 4 machines running at 10 megabits. It really doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But when you get up into the 100 megabit, 8 machines and, you know, gigabit.
Yeah. And corporations where you're pushing big files and everything else.
Exactly.
And maybe email multiple for the whole corporation all over.
Right. For a corporation, you want routers and switches. For homes, hubs are fine.
Right. Although a switch is $10 more.
Right, exactly. Go the $10. Don't cheap out on the $10. Okie doke, Quinn?
Yep. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Our next caller is Jerry from Rochester. Welcome, Jerry. What's your question? Jerry?
Ooh, lost him.
Lost Jerry. Our next caller then?
No, wait a minute.
No.
He's there? Jerry, you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Jerry, what's your question?
I have an older type computer that I bought used this summer from a man who builds them.
Okay.
And the thing locks up. When you have the pointer on, you go to open something, it'll lock up, or you go to perform any application, and it'll lock up, such as save, copy, or paste, or do anything, any application.
All right, a couple questions here. What OS are you running?
It's Windows 95.
And what antivirus program are you running?
I have none.
And are you on the internet?
I'm on the internet as far as getting in and looking around. I don't download anything.
Well, that's the whole thing. You don't even have to do that. You could even just get it through an email, and
or
it can be...
Even a web page you go to can download a virus without you knowing it.
The one thing that you might want to do, as a matter of fact, Nick and I were just talking about it, there's a great free antivirus program called AVG.
AVG?
AVG.
ABG.
No, A. Victor George.
Antivirus G something.
A as in anti, V as in virus, G as in group.
G, all right.
And if you download that and scan your machine, you might find that your machine is infected with a virus. I know we keep harping on this, you know, week after week after week. And I sit there and ask folks, is your DAT files up to date? Oh, yeah, it does it every week. I had one client just this week. I go over to her house. She goes, oh, no, I update it every week. I says, okay, let's click on it. We opened it up. And the dates on her DAT files were from February of this year.
Huh.
Her subscription had run out, but she never bothered to read the notice that when she did the live update to sit there and tell her, oh, it's run out. She just thought it's, oh, yeah, the usual garbage. And just clicked okay, and it was never updating. And she had the CLES virus on it, the JS Seeker, the JS Note Close, and about 4 others.
Okay.
So I would highly recommend before doing anything else, you know, worrying about stripping down the machine or reformatting or any of that stuff, go up to that website and get that product and do a scan on your machine.
Okay. It has been reloaded, you know.
What?
It has been reloaded. Everything was reloaded.
Yeah, but
if it hasn't been formatted, and reloaded. In other words, if you just wiped out Windows and then reloaded Windows, the virus, if it wasn't reformatted, NefDisk, it could be hiding somewhere on that hard drive still.
Okay, so here, Windows has to be reformatted.
Pardon?
Well, if you have a virus, the cleanest there's several things to go through to make sure that the virus is completely gone, and it's shutting down the machine cold because viruses can survive a reboot. You have to have a clean boot floppy, reforming the hard drive. There's a lot of deep stuff that you might have to remove. One thing I might ask first is, do you know how much memory is in the computer? It may simply not have enough memory to do what you're trying.
It could be bad memory?
No.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Oh. It could be bad, sure.
Right.
But the problem is when you get a used computer that somebody's sort of set up, it's hard to know exactly where to start. But I would start with antivirus.
Okay.
The website is from GRI Software at grisoft.com. We'll have that up on the website.
It already is.
Now would be a good time.
It's already there.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. You can pick up a lot of the stuff that we do on our website, www.soundbiteswithay.org. Scroll down on the right is a link to I Heard of a Website on Your Show. And we're going to take a quick break. Be back in just a few minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, our producer, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
As comptroller, Carl McCall had his chance to create jobs. He let us down. Here's what happened. The state legislature passed a law to create new jobs in New York. The law directed Carl McCall, as comptroller, to invest in New York State. Instead, the Syracuse Post-Standard reports Carl McCall invested millions out of state. The Buffalo News reports McCall invested none in Western New York, and that a large percentage of what has gone out has been funneled to out-of-state companies. But that's not all. Carl McCall announced if he were governor, he would have his running mate Dennis Meehl head economic development efforts in New York. But as head of his own company, Dennis Meehl moved 120 jobs out of New York and into Vermont. Carl McCall and Dennis Meehl had their chance to create jobs in New York. They let us down.
Paid for by Friends of Pawtucket.
Webster Chrysler Jeep is proud to announce 0% financing for 60 months through September 30th. That's right, after September 30th, however, 0% financing will be gone. And when it's gone, it's gone. This is the last chance to take advantage of these extremely aggressive deals, because at the end of the month, there will be no more 0% financing. Gone! You can even lease a 2002 PT Cruiser for $214 a month, or own it for $307 a month with no down payment. Or you can own a 2002 Sebring LX for only $294 a month, or lease it for $199 a month. You can pick up a lease on a 2002 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 for only $219 a month, or own it with no money down for only $317 a month. Hurry into Webster Chrysler Jeep before September 30th and get the best savings of the year. 2111 Empire Boulevard. Call 1-877-889-6246 for more details. Payments based on 60 months with approved credit.
This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, Here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Wright.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. We're going right back to the phones and talk to Johnny from Canandaigua. Welcome, Johnny. What's your question?
It's Tony.
Tony. Okay, I'm just reading the sign that's there.
But you are in Canandaigua.
Yes, I am, Dr. Francesco.
Oh, hi there, Tony.
How are you, sir?
I am magnificent.
Is this the half of the city you're related to or the half that you know?
No, this is our friend, Dr. Placilla, who is our Linux expert and was just on the show.
I should have given your name as Boff.
What's up, my friend?
Don't go there. Couple of things, actually, some pieces of advice. A lot of people host their websites, their personal websites, on Linux or Unix-based computers that have front page extensions enabled.
Right.
Even though it's not IIS, they need to be aware that this vulnerability in front page is with front page itself. And the code is vulnerable on the Unix systems, and it will denial of service the other systems.
Yep. Right, because it's based on the code, not on the operating system.
Yes, our wonderfully pristine, clean front page code.
Yeah.
That's why they should go to that website, which we have a link on our web page already, to get the patch and do it like yesterday.
Yeah, the bug track lists, and I haven't really had a chance to follow up on it, but allegedly some of this code compromising the sites can actually get into your computer when you use front page to update your site. I haven't seen enough about it to really comment authoritatively, shall we say.
Right.
The other thing with the versionware with Kazaa and Morpheus, etc., one thing to be aware of, if you delete Kazaa, etc., and those things and go to you do not delete this diversion software. It's actually buried in the registry.
Yes. Yeah.
So even deleting Kazaa won't delete that. I believe AdAware has got an update that addresses it, but that's something that would have to be looked into.
That's excellent. That's an excellent point. We'll take a look at that. We'll look up AdAware. AdAware for you folks is at www.lavasoftusa.com. If you are not running it, you should be. There are two pieces to it. AdAware itself and the F-Update, which is the updater that works like an antivirus updater to keep the dat
stuff
files
going.
And it will search out and destroy any spyware on your system. And if they don't have an update for it this week, they will by the middle of the week.
Yeah, they're like one of the best that are out there that I've seen. But that was it, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Carry on. You're doing a wonderful job.
And as are you, my friend. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We love hearing from
our listeners.
Tony. He's great, and I love it when they come and give us advice, because heaven knows there are days we really need it. Our next caller is Steve from Penfield. Welcome, Steve. What's your question?
Yes, hi. I have a Mac question.
Yes.
I just bought a used G3 blue and white tower.
Mm-hmm.
The hard drive was removed because it had some kind of a password on that nobody could get into. So I put two hard drives in, one SCSI and one IDE, and it didn't come with any systems disk, but I had a systems disk from an iMac, 8.5, and I put it in a CD-ROM drive, but I can't get it to boot to the CD-ROM so I can install a system on one of the hard drives.
Well,
you were in the chat last night, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
My Shift C or whatever that is didn't help you, did it?
No, and then I tried...
It's just C.
I said, I think you hit C or Shift C or Control C or something.
Yeah, I tried holding down the C when I turn it on, and I also tried Shift Option Command Delete as well.
That tells it to ignore the selected startup disk and look for a different one.
Yes. Now, I read somewhere where
Macs are easy.
Possible that
at least we can boot from a different disk. It's only recently PCs can do
it. I can boot. I've been able to boot.
All right, let's go back to Steve, shall we? Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I read somewhere where on some of the chat rooms where people thought that maybe 8.5 wouldn't boot in a G3 tower, and that I would need 9 or 10. I'm going to go out and buy 10.2 if it will run on this machine, but I don't want to buy it, open up the package, and find out I've got another problem. The machine supposedly worked before the hard drive was removed.
Yeah, there's a couple of problems you're running into. One is that every class machine needed what Apple called a system enabler to get it to boot, and it's part of a minimum OS version that that machine needs to boot. And on the blue and white G3, I'm looking it up now, it needs system software 8.5.1.
So that's why it won't read, because my disk says, it's from my iMac, and it says right. 8.5.
That's the other problem, that computer-specific disks won't necessarily work on other computers, plus it's illegal to put it on another computer anyway, because it's only licensed for the one computer it came with.
Right. Well, this was just to try it out, and then I was... Now, can I go down and buy the full 10.2, and it'll work?
Yes. There are some issues with the older G3 processors. You need to... actually, no, I'm sorry. That's the older, the Platinum.
This is a 400 megahertz?
Yeah, you've got the blue and white. There was an issue with the Platinum G3s in that OS X had to install on the first 8 gigs of the hard drive. So if you had a bigger hard drive than that, there were problems if the first 8 gigs wasn't free. But on the blue and white G3, you're safe all the way up to 10.2. How much RAM do you have in it?
384.
Okay, yeah.
Megs, and I've got a 9.1 SCSI that I put in. These are brand-new drives and a 40-gig IDE. Will it know which drive to install on?
Whichever one you tell it to.
Okay. Any preference?
SCSI can be slightly faster. It depends on what SCSI card you have and whether the OS X drivers for that card. Do you know if it's an Apple OEM card or was it a third-party card?
No, it's an Apple card, but I don't know what kind it is.
It's probably the 2930. Apple used both the 2930 and the 2940 from Adaptec in their cards. So
on the other hand, having the system on one drive and your data on the other drive is a good thing.
Right. So you can back up just one drive with all your data, and if your system goes futz, then a technical term.
Is that a Mac term?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a slightly different term. It's just a couple of similar letters.
Yeah. Yeah. If the system futzes out, then your data is mostly safe because it's on a completely different hard drive.
Okay, so I can go out by 10.2 and then put the CD in, then hold down the C key, and it should boot.
Right. There's also an issue on the ATA bus on the blue and white G3s. The Ultra ATA bus that it had for the hard drives was the ATA 66 spec. New hard drives you buy today are usually ATA 100, sometimes ATA 133.
This is a 133.
We've had trouble with the newer drives stepping down to the older format, and we've had trouble getting new drives to work in blue and white G3s because they don't step down in time or fast enough. You may need to dig into the drive specifications and change a jumper setting to force it to ATA 66 mode.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
So other than that, it'll work fine.
Right. Other than changing everything you've already got, it'll work fine.
Well, the blue and white G3 was introduced in January of 99, discontinued in August of 99, so it had a seven-month life.
Wow, that's longer than many versions of Windows. Sorry,
yeah. Our last caller.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
I can name one, but I won't.
Don't even go there. Our next caller is Tom from Lima. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'll try to make this real easy.
Please.
I have a Dell laptop, a Latitude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 433 processor in it. I've loaded MIDI files on it, and I can't play them. So there's no MIDI file configured. So I called the place I got it from, talked to an A-plus certified technician, and he told me to get on the Dell website and download the appropriate updated drivers that I would need.
Mm-hmm.
I did so. I installed them, you know, using the instructions that they sent over the internet, and everything seemed to, you know, I rebooted everything. Everything seems to run fine. They still do not play.
Other sounds play?
No.
No sound at all.
Other sounds play. I mean, when you boot it up, it has the, you know, the Windows 98
jingle
and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that plays.
So I took it in. What's that?
That plays.
That played. All the stuff plays. Like if you hit a... You know, the little exclamation noise.
The only thing that doesn't play are MIDI files.
Right.
Okay.
So what I did was I took it back into the place I took it to, and they looked at it. Actually, they had another one on the display, and they brought that in. That wouldn't play the MIDI files.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
So they went to Dell. They're confused, and they actually went to Microsoft. And I guess they're working on something. They're looking at it with a couple of techs this week, and I'm going to call on Monday. But I just kind of wonder what you guys thought.
Well, here's the deal. When the thing with sound is that there are actually multiple drivers in your system, and it depends entirely on the card you have as to what types of playback you can do. Now, what operating system are you running?
Windows 98. But that's one thing that puzzles me, because a couple of my friends said, get the S version, and that there shouldn't be any
problems. SE.
The Windows SE, second edition.
Yeah, 98 SE.
The issue with MIDI files is they aren't really songs. They're instructions to the music synthesizer to play a certain note for a certain duration.
If the drivers you have do not include a MIDI synthesizer, you can't play MIDI files.
All right.
Or if you don't have MIDI instruments loaded in your machine, you can't play MIDI files.
Going up to Windows SE wouldn't hurt.
No, it wouldn't, but I think we have to go back to the driver. You need to check to see whether the driver includes MIDI playback as an option.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't, that's where your problem is. You may need to download yet a different driver.
All right.
And that mellow music in the background.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. Thanks.
That it's time for us to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Nina Francesco on your mellow...
Where's the real Nick?
On Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Thank you.
WHAM and Preferred Care will have a major announcement concerning the biggest personality in America. Listen for details. 7:20 a.m. with Beth and Chet and the WHAM Morning News.
Sound bites driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This is a special message for the people of Webster, Irondequoit, and Penfield, and for all of Wayne County. This year, you will elect a new member of Congress, a new person to be your strong voice in Washington. Your clear choice is Congressman Jim Walsh. Over the past 14 years, Jim Walsh has become a powerful senior member of Congress. In fact, he's been called the most influential member of the New York Congressional Delegation. And time again, he's used his position to deliver for the people of upstate New York, winning record increases in funding for veterans health care, leading the fight for a prescription drug benefit for seniors, and never backing down on his unwavering commitment to cleaner air and water. Get to know Jim Walsh. Learn what so many other upstate New Yorkers already know. Jim Walsh is a congressman for us and a leader for the nation.
Paid for by the Walsh for Congress Committee.
It's finally here. Sunbeam Pools and Spa's 15th annual spa clearance sale. Over 80 display models and leftover 2002 spas are on sale with savings up to $2,000. That's two grand. Special factory incentives have compounded the savings along with financing offering no payments or interest until March 2003.
Now that is total madness.
Sunbeam is now offering a huge seven-person spa.
That's a huge spa. Not huge person.
It's a fully insulated 40-inch deep spa, including a locking hardcover for only $39.99. Sunbeam Showrooms is the area's largest and features spas with built-in TV, stereo, CDs, even DVD players. And Sunbeam Spas features the industry's best warranty. You better hurry in for the best selection and this year's lowest prices. It's the 15th annual spa clearance sale, now underway at Sunbeam Pools and Spas. Sunbeam Pools and Spas, 7278 Route 31 in Fairmont. Right near Lollipop Farm.
When was the last time you had a dining experience that was so exceptional that you had to recommend that restaurant to a friend? Everything was perfect. The food, the atmosphere, the service. Rediscover Warfield's Restaurant. Located in historic downtown Clifton Springs, Warfield's offers exquisite food set in an elegant atmosphere with service the way it should be. Warfield's features an imported English pub bar in a private, beautiful banquet setting, which is perfect for special holiday occasions, corporate meetings, parties, or receptions. Warfield's has an elegant Victorian garden, suitable for small cocktail parties. When visiting the Finger Lakes wineries, Warfield's is the perfect place to begin or end a perfect day on the wine trail, and offers a huge selection of local Finger Lakes wines. Call Warfield's for reservations at 315-462-7184 or visit their website at warfields.com. Now under new management, visit Warfield's Restaurant just east of Rochester in historic downtown Clifton Springs. And in September, receive 15% off your total dining experience.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
The home of the most objective Bills coverage is News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Places, everyone.
Listen to WHAM for the Tuesday Night Huddle with Bob Matthews, Larry Felzer, and Leo Roth.
Fred Smirlis, Hawksbills Football with Bob Matthews, Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m.
60 minutes, form out. Let's open up the whole town and kick out and kill them all.
And it's the Bills postgame show, Sunday afternoons at 4. The home of the most objective Bills coverage is News Radio 1180 WHAM.
What I fear about America,
Dr. Laura,
is that we have become so politically correct that if anybody pulls out the word discrimination, tolerance, diversity, you stop thinking and you stop protecting America.
Advice for life and a lot of tough love. Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham! News Radio. To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. We'll be back to the phones in just a couple of minutes, so if you're on the line, please hold on. We'll be back to you shortly. First, we want to talk a little bit about some of the stuff we do. We do a poll every week on our Soundbites. It's soundbites.org, and that's Bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you. Last week's poll from one of our most prolific posters on our forums, Gofman. His thing was, what was your main computer? And we had 345 votes. I want to thank each and every one of you. That is number four. That is
that's unbelievable.
Fourth highest number we've ever gotten in poll responses. And the 88% of you said you have a desktop. 10% of you have a laptop. 2% of you said other. And nobody has one of those little sub notebooks
as
their main computer. Yeah. Exactly. Why would you do that? And as I said, that's number four on the hit parade at 345 votes. That's great.
Cool.
This week's poll is a tad different. This week's poll is, do you use FrontPage? We just had a news item about how FrontPage has a lot of problems. Do you use FrontPage? So far on the Soundbites website, we have 72 votes. 92% of you do not use FrontPage. It doesn't look like FrontPage is a big winner for Microsoft.
Well, that should surprise you with all the leaks and everything else. I mean, exactly. Turn around, there's a security breach here.
We just have a very educated audience.
That's right. And if you go in, there's also
because they listen to us.
Right. There's also a link to my page, my site, asknick.com, where you can leave an opinion, a slightly longer thing where you can tell us you feel about what you feel about FrontPage, and that's something interesting for you to do. Also on our site at soundbites.org, you can join the forums where almost 1,000 people currently are leaving messages and asking questions and generally creating mayhem in the website. We also have a store where you can buy cool stuff with the Soundbites logo on it.
Which we should mention, if any of you folks have purchased any of this stuff at the Soundbites store and would like to bring it this coming Wednesday, October 2nd, we're going to be at the Holodome. That's on, for you folks that aren't familiar with this area, it's down on East Henrietta Road and Jefferson Road. It's the Holiday Inn. They call it the Holodome. We're going to be there from 6:30 to 8:30. They're letting us out of the studio, and we're going to answer people's questions. In between that, if you bring an item down, we will sign paraphernalia, not just blank checks, unless they're made out
not
to us.
Not blank checks. No, we mean not just blank. You can sign anything you want. I am not signing a blank check.
Well, I said unless it's made out to us.
Oh, yeah, all right. That's all right, then. All right, you sign the check. We'll fill in the amount. You'll find a link to the information about the Soundbites Roadshow, again, on our website, soundbites.org. It is Wednesday, October 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Holodome. You should register, and the link takes you to the Wham! Page that lets you register. I suspect that's so they know what they
head
need.
Head count on the food.
And stuff like that. There's going to be food. There's going to be all kinds of, I don't know what you call them, giveaways or sign-ups.
Tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes. there's going to be something there. Some of the most discerning vendors in Rochester will be there for your edification and delectation. 2 hours of fun and madness at the Holodome Wednesday from 6:30 to 8:30. Be there or be elsewhere. We're going to go back to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Paul from Rochester. Welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Gentlemen, my question is, I have a Dell computer, and I'm presently running home.
Yeah?
However, I can't access a college website that I need to get to, and they run it with XP. Is there a place that I can go to download this, or is this, I'm going to have to change everything?
I'm sorry, what operating system are you running?
Home.
Windows XP Home Edition.
Yes.
Internet Explorer 6L?
I believe so, yes.
All right, yeah, one thing...
it's brand new. I mean,
right, the operating system has nothing to do with the website you're going.
But one thing, though, I would recommend doing, even if you get this computer just even yesterday...
Week ago, yeah.
All right, what I would recommend you do is you start up Internet Explorer. And up along, I believe it's the tools, there's you'll see a tab that says Windows Update.
Okay.
You want to click on that. It'll right. sit there, and it goes out to the web page. It sees what you've got on your machine as far as the updates is, you know, that it needs. It will come back, and don't be surprised if you see anywhere from, oh, on the average, 20 to 38 updates for Windows XP Home. A number of these updates also have patches and fixes for Internet Explorer 6.0, the security, and everything else. I would highly recommend that you go through those updates first, do all those, and then try to go to that web page.
The other question I have to ask is, what error message do you get?
It just says I can't access it because of... it says that I didn't have XP. I can't quite remember everything.
Well, see, that without knowing exactly what the error message is, there are a lot of websites now that are using things like Flash or Shockwave, and if you don't have those, you can't get to the site.
No.
There are things that if you don't accept cookies, you can't get to the site. I mean, there's without knowing what the error message is, we can't quite tell you exactly where to go to fix it, I'm afraid.
That's where of the updates might help us.
But it has almost nothing to do with the OS you're running.
Right, right. It can't be that you're running XP, and it can't be because you're not running XP. It's got to have something to do with some other piece of software, or the fact that you've locked it down so tight that you're not accepting cookies, that sort of fare.
Okay.
But without knowing the error message, I'm sorry, we can't fix it.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Thanks. Several people are finding that to be a problem, and I don't quite know how to fix that because there's...
If you do the updates, and if you had the security real tight,
yep.
When you do the updates for Internet Explorer, it sets it back by default to the old defaults.
Right.
Not the previous settings that you had. It goes back to what Microsoft thinks it should be, and that's the kind of generic.
So that might then work, but then you got to go back and tighten it down again.
The main difference between XP Home and XP Professional is that Home won't connect to a Windows server. It only does peer networking.
Right.
It won't do server networking.
Right.
And for most people, you don't need that.
Right, right. Our next caller, Warren from Penfield. Welcome, Warren. What's your question?
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Great. Peachy, how are you?
I'm confused.
Oh, there you go.
Last week I called about making a boot disk for Windows XP.
Yeah.
And I went into the boot disk com and et cetera and so forth, sends you over to Windows itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to create a boot any file. I couldn't find it when I searched for it on the run thing there. And I got the other two files out of the 1386 folder, which were okay, but I don't know how to make a bootini file.
Okay, that's part of the directions from bootdisk.com?
It comes actually from Microsoft, I'm sorry.
Oh, right, right, right. You got Home or Professional?
Home.
Yeah, they on their website, they tell you that you have to create a boot.ini file. There's a downloadable thing, though, that I thought...
Well, it's...
There's
says
a downloadable program.
You shouldn't have to create the boot.ini file. You're supposed to copy the one off your C drive.
So did you do there's a search for it off your hard drive?
Yeah, yes. In step two, there's three files you're supposed to copy from the root of your hard drive.
Yeah, there's an NTDetect, an NTLDR,
and boot.ini, yeah.
And then the boot.ini file.
Do you see, when you do a search on INIs, do you see any INI files?
I didn't go that way. I went just through the...
Well, the deal is it's a hidden file, so you're not going to see it on a search.
Yeah, but if he's got... you know, under folders, preferences, hiding all those files.
Right, that's part of what it tells you what to do in the setup. But what you should be able to do is go to the... If you double-click on my computer and then double-click the C drive and then go up to Tools and say View All... Or View and say View All Files... Mm-hmm. You should then see all three of the files that you need to copy to that floppy. You didn't. You're saying you didn't see the boot.ini file?
No, I didn't.
Well, he's got it hidden, you know, right now in his folder options to not view that stuff, so it doesn't accidentally get erased.
All right.
If he goes back in and double checks to make sure that it's to show those type of files, then he might find it.
Yeah, but you saw the other two files.
Yes.
See those?
And I copied those to the disk.
Well, the NTDetect is a COM, and that doesn't get hidden.
Yeah, that doesn't get hidden.
But the INI file might be hidden. You might have to go to your view properties and tell it to show hidden files.
Okay. And then how do you get into the INI file thing?
You don't need to get into it at all. All you need to do is copy it.
Oh, okay.
Copy it to the floppy. What you have to do is... And I'm trying to do this as we talk.
The link is on our fax site.
Yeah, it is. But if you double click on my computer,
yep.
Double click on your C drive,
yep.
And then go up to Tools Folder Options.
Okay.
And inside that, one of the tabs is View, and one of the choices is Show Hidden Files and Folders.
Okay.
If you do that, you suddenly see a bunch of folders and things you never saw before.
Okay.
And now that shows you a bunch of stuff that you just didn't have before.
And once you do this, get the disk made up, go back and rehide all those files because you don't accidentally want to erase any.
Yeah, Windows hides things that are dangerous for you to accidentally mess with.
Right, okay. Now, I got a second question quickly. I have McAfee, and it won't take my password, and yet when I go tell them I want to send me a password, they send me an email with the password I put in, and it still won't take. I don't understand.
Sounds like the password file has gotten corrupt.
That could be. You're following the same uppercase and lowercase conventions that the password they send you is in?
Yes.
Try copying the password from that email.
Oh, I didn't try that.
Yeah, try copying and pasting and see what happens. And let us know. We have, unfortunately, to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton on the buttons, me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Li & Li to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge coolants water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99, including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Call Frozen CPU at 1-877-243-8266.
If you're an advertiser trying to reach radio listeners between the ages of 25 and 54, look no further. Wham! And our Clear Channel sister station, Mix 100.5, cater to more 25 to 54-year-olds than any other radio station in Rochester, period. So if you're hoping to grow your business by targeting the highly coveted 25 to 54-year-old demo,
Make sure you connect with the 1-2 punch of Mix 100.5 and News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Saturday night, the Syracuse football Orangemen return to action as SU travels to the deep south to lock horns with the Auburn Tigers. Coverage begins at 7 Saturday night on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Shockingly, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Before we go back to Soundbites, though, we want to say one more thing to Paul. I think it was Paul. That was having the problem with the boot, that was Warren. Warren from Penfield having a problem with the boot disc. In addition to, going into folder options and selecting view and, selecting show hidden files and folders, you have to scroll down a little more and also uncheck hide protected operating system files and uncheck hide extensions for known file types. And, that will then show you all of those file types you're missing currently and can't find. So you should be good to go once you that. Slowly we turn to Honey Eye Falls and talk to Warren. Welcome. What's your question?
Yeah, sorry, Warren. How you doing, guys?
You'll be Warren for the duration of this call.
All right, I'll be Warren for it. That's great.
Okay.
I got a new laptop, and it's got Windows 2000 on it.
Yeah.
And my old laptop has Windows 95 B version, and I had a Microsoft Office 97 Pro on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm changing from one lap to the other,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to install it on the Windows 2000 laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get too far. It kind of stops before it really starts installing. It gives me this little dialog box saying, Microsoft Office has not been successfully loaded on your machine or whatever, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't do anything. And so what I did is I got another disk from work, and just to see if it was a disk issue, and got the same message.
Yep.
Now, I had installed previously Microsoft Project 98 and 2000 on there, and I thought there might be some conflict, so I totally deinstalled those and tried again. And still, it won't load on Windows 2000. And I'm just
Are you trying to load these from the original CD?
Yes.
And it should go.
And it just says it can't load it.
Well, it says Microsoft Office Pro has not been successfully loaded on your machine or whatever, something like that.
I've run into this before where we've tried to do an install that gets through part of the procedure and then just dies. But off the top of
and it doesn't
head.
It doesn't load anything in there. It creates the directory Office, and that's all it does. Nothing goes in it. Nothing.
And you've tried removing those folders?
Yes. Delete but everything.
10-1 odds.
This is a new install. I haven't loaded any antivirus on there yet or anything. So.
But what you might have to do, and it sounds like you're pretty competent, is if you go into the registry.
Uh-huh.
You might have to look for, even though you're deleting the folder there, the registry doesn't get cleaned out. And whether you want to use like a reg cleaner or if you're confident enough going into the registry.
Well, I've been in registries before.
All right, so you want to look for any references to Microsoft Office.
But the only time, see, this is a clean install, okay, from scratch.
Yeah, but you've already
The only time I've installed it. It didn't work.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is you've got this clean install.
Right.
You've tried to install Office a couple times, and it hasn't worked.
Right.
Even though you've deleted the folders, it's still in the registry.
So there's a bad registry entry somewhere that's preventing the rest of the system from loading.
Well, it's kind of weird. Why would it have done it at the very beginning of this whole thing? What would have caused it not to In other words,
any one of 10,000 things. It could be a scratch on the CD. It could be
Microsoft.
A power glitch. It could be, you know, anything can prevent it from happening. But if it actually made a registry entry that is now corrupted, that's certainly going to cause problems.
And block
you
from trying to install any further.
The conspiracist in me says it's to make you buy Office 2000.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I was thinking.
Or now Office 2002, which is Office XP.
But it's not impossible, but I've seen it run, so.
Yeah.
Well, we went on the one of those boards that gives you stuff about stuff.
Yeah.
And it said that people have successfully used Office 97 on Windows 2000.
Yeah. Do you know if your 97 install is the initial 97 or the SR1 or SR2 install?
I put the original one in, and then I had I downloaded the SR2 and put that in before I did anything.
Yeah, it might only work with an SR2 install.
I bought a fresh copy down at CompUSA,
and that's what they sold me. I just did that a couple weeks ago.
Now, wait a minute. How did you even get the SR2 in if 97 won't load?
You mean the SR2? There was. You mean SR2 for Office?
For Office,
yes.
Yeah.
No, I haven't. You can't do that until you load it.
Right.
Service
packs?
Service pack. I have loaded Service Pack 2 on the Windows 2000.
Was Service Pack 1 on there for Office?
No, I don't think so.
Because, see, that could be part of the problem, too, because with Office, if you install Microsoft Office 97, just a plain version, you had to follow the procedure and put SR1 on first and then go to SR2. Otherwise, Windows was dumb enough, it would sit there and let you put SR2 on, and then it wouldn't work. So you've got to have SR1 on first, which this is really stupid. SR1 doesn't require the OEM number or the product key, but then SR2, you had to have the product key to install SR2. Now, wait a minute. It's only for Office. What good is it to any other product?
It might be an issue between the different service releases for both Office 97 and Windows 2000 that the order of installation is making it critical. You might need an Office 97 Service Release 2 installation CD to run to install on a Windows 2000 service patch, whatever.
Before you go through all that, though, try going into the Add Remove Programs applet in the control panel and seeing if you can back out Service Pack 2. In other words, install.
I should delete Service Pack 2 for Windows 2000.
Then, if you can do that, then try to install Office 97.
I can do that.
Then
give you an option to delete Service Pack 2, and I saved. You know, they have you save.
Oh, good.
Files,
okay,
so.
Then yes.
Perfect.
Then back out of Service Pack 2 and try to install Office 97 with a generic Windows 2000.
Okay.
On there, then put your
Service
Packs for everything.
Pack 2?
For everything, yeah. Go and get every service pack you can find.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a strategy, then.
It is a strategy. Whether or not it'll work, you'll tell us next week.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the great, great Sound Bites on 1180 WHAM.
Well, it began yesterday for the year 2002. It will continue today for 12 special hours from 9 this morning until 9 tonight. I'm talking about that legendary end of the fiscal year clearance with everything reduced at Ruby Gordon Furniture in Henrietta. Today from 9 until 9, you can shop it all. Every item in every department clearly marked at end of the fiscal year clearance reductions that I believe you'll find delightful. They're selling off as much furniture as possible before inventory has to be taken. They'd rather sell it than count it. And they're doing just that today from 9 until 9. And listen to this. You can select whatever you need for your home in famous name brand home furnishings. Because you're going to buy with no down payment, no interest, no monthly payment, you'll pay nothing until January 2004. You pay nothing for 15 months. Or you can use your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discover, even at those incredible, legendary end-of-the-fiscal-year clearance reductions on everything. Plus, free Zoom delivery. You buy it today, you get it tomorrow. You can shop it all till 9 tonight at Ruby Gordon Furniture, just south of Marketplace Mall on West Henrietta Road. In Henrietta, everything's reduced.
Webster Chrysler Jeep is proud to announce 0% financing for 60 months through September 30th. That's right, after September 30th, however, 0% financing will be gone. And when it's gone, it's gone.
This is the last chance to take advantage of these extremely aggressive deals, because at the end of the month, there will be no more 0% financing. Gone! You can even lease a 2002 PT Cruiser for $214 a month, or own it for $307 a month with no down payment. Or you can own a 2002 Sebring LX for only $294 a month, or lease it for $199 a month. You can pick up a lease on a 2002 Jeep Liberty Sport 4x4 for only $219 a month, or own it with no money down for only $317 a month. Hurry into Webster Chrysler Jeep before September 30th and get the best savings of the year. 2111 Empire Boulevard. Call 1-877-889-6246 for more details. Payments based on 60 months with approved credit.
It's true. Smart Balance Buttery Spread won a gold medal for great taste. That's part of the story. Smart Balance is not hydrogenated and has no trans fatty acids. That's important. I'm Bob Harris to tell you that it is the only spread made with a patented balance of natural vegetable oils to help improve the important HDL good cholesterol and the cholesterol ratio. Check it out at smartbalance.com. Smart Balance Buttery Spread has a perfect balance for health. That's the story.
A cure for juvenile diabetes might be just down the road. That's why Walgreens is proud to join the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation in taking steps toward a cure. You too can step up and join the fight. During September, you can buy a paper sneaker for a dollar at Walgreens. You'll be helping to fight this chronic, life-threatening disease. Help find a cure for juvenile diabetes. Buy a paper sneaker at Walgreens today. Thank you for your support.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
I know a little bit about coffee. I'm Nick Francesco.
And I know about my Harley. I'm Dave Enright.
I don't know anything. And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And he knows that. And we all know this is Soundbites. And our next caller is Joe from Rochester. Hey, Joe, what do you know?
Hey, guys. I can hardly hear you. I don't know why.
Okay. One end of the phone has to be up by your ear.
That works.
Okay. There you go.
High-tech show. What are we going to say?
Okay. I have two questions, but before I ask those, is there any chance of your TV show ever coming back?
That's a lovely question, and I will say that the folks at Ed Battaccio and the other folks at our news are working. They would love to see it come back. But the only way that's going to happen is if all of you write to the folks at Time Warner locally and tell them you need the show.
Okay.
You know, if they get a good 30,000 letters, they'll think about
might
it.
Might
anyway.
Listen to you.
It's not like they don't have any other channels to put it on.
Yeah, really.
Well, exactly. Well, the problem is not the channels. The problem is the studio time.
Yeah.
They don't have a studio now for that. But anyway, go ahead. What are your questions?
Okay. I can hardly hear you, so
we'll speak up.
Going to work. I've got Windows XP, and I'm using Internet Explorer, and I'm trying to, whenever I open two browsers, then I go to my bookmarks and try to open up a bookmark, the previous browser will load that page instead of the one that's on top. Why is that happening?
That is a known thing that am I loud enough for you?
Yes, I hear.
That's a known thing that IE does. It makes me crazy. It's one of the big reasons I went and changed to Mozilla. Because it opens it on whatever page I wanted to open it on instead of on another one. That happens all the time. For some reason...
It's a feature.
What seems to happen is that things get locked into a specific page if that page exists. So, for example, there'll be some hidden name to the first browser window you open, like main page or something. And things want to open on main page. What I discovered is if I open two pages, right, two browser windows,
right,
and close the first one, then I can pretty much do what I want.
Right.
But it was a pain in the patoot, and it made me crazy, so I've moved to Mozilla.
Is there a difference between making a new window in your current browser and actually launching a second instance of IE?
No.
No.
No, because it... smart enough to know that it's already open and it just does the same thing no matter which.
Yeah. Stupid enough to not follow what you want to do.
I wouldn't call it smart.
So
it's an oxymoron.
Okay, the fact that two browsers are open and it's going to open my bookmark in the previous browser instead of the one I'm looking at.
You got it. I'm sorry. It's just...
try Mozilla.
That's the way they wrote it.
You might want to try. It doesn't hurt. A lot of folks think, well, I already got IE on there. It means I got to get rid of that. No, you can have... I run both IE 6.0, Netscape 6.2, and Mozilla. I've got all three on my desktop, so I can sit there and
click. I do those and Lynx, which is a text-based web browser for DOS.
And another one, though, I haven't put on there is Opera.
Opera.
I want to put Opera on there because you can sit there and go between multiple browsers, and it doesn't hurt a thing.
Right. And you had a second question, Joe?
Yes. I'm comparing a couple of motherboards, an Asus A7N 266 with the NVIDIA chipset.
Yes.
Versus a Gigabyte GA7DXR Plus.
Whoa.
AMD chipset.
That's a tough one. I mean, they're both excellent boards.
Okay.
You know, it's just whatever you can afford. And the other thing is just also check out their warranty if you're buying directly from them and what they're going to, you know, offer as far as warranty.
Okay. At that level, for the sorts of things you're doing, it's the warranty and the support that are more important.
And those are two nice boards, though.
Okay.
I got to admit,
but the AMD chipset is not something of the past.
Oh, no, AMD is big.
Yes, big time. Right now with their like 1700 plus and their 1800 plus chips, a lot of folks think, well, that's a slower processor. No, what the AMD 1700 plus chips have done, they're calling them the XP chips, is even though they might seem slower because they're trying to get away from, 1.4 gigahertz and all that, is these XP chips have added an extra routine in a computer's cycle. So instead of doing in a cycle, say, three tasks, it now does four. So, within that one computer cycle, you're slipping in one more task, and that greatly improves the whole performance, even though it doesn't say that it's running at, 2.0 gigahertz. It might be only an 1800-plus chip. It's running just as fast because it's slipping in. They found a way to slip an extra task within that cycle, which improves the performance.
And multiple pipelines for execution and look ahead to code. And there's a million different things that they do inside the chipset itself. So,
and that's something Apple's been pushing for years on why a Motorola G4 at 1,000 megahertz is faster than an Intel Pentium 4 at 2,000 megahertz.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it has way, way more to do. It's like what I say to people about, cars. You can look at the displacement of the engine, or you can look at the gear ratios, or you can look at, does it have dual overhead cams? There's a million things that make an engine make a car go as fast as it goes, and the engine displacement is only one of many factors.
There's actually a link on our website from a while ago. I can see if I can find it again. With a really nice animation showing why the shorter pipeline, slower clock speed is faster than a faster clock speed machine.
But yeah, it's not something you have to worry about, okay?
So the AMD 761 is a good...
it's great, actually.
Chipset.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Our next caller is Ken from Rochester. Welcome, Ken. What's your question?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Ken.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Front page 2000 user.
Oh, congratulations, I think.
One of the few. your news couldn't come at a better time. I'm trying to upload my files, and I get a server error, front page security violation. Is this will the download patch fix it? Or
it wouldn't definitely hurt. That's for sure.
Well, I know that.
Here's the problem. It is possible that your vendor made the fix, and now you need to, in order to get back in touch with them. It may also be that your vendor did not make the fix, and they're owned.
Okay, they crashed Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And they were back up Friday, and as of yesterday, as of last night, I couldn't.
They might have done the fix.
They were back up Thursday.
Like Nick said, they might have done the fix. Now you've got to do it to your end.
Do the fix and see if that lets you back in. If not, you got to make a call to them because they've misconfigured something. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Good luck. And it's time to just dump front page. We're going to take a quick break while all of you do that. And we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers at greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This is a special message for the people of Webster, Irondequoit, and Penfield, and for all of Wayne County. This year, you will elect a new member of Congress, a new person to be your strong voice in Washington. Your clear choice is Congressman Jim Walsh. Over the past 14 years, Jim Walsh has become a powerful senior member of Congress. In fact, he's been called the most influential member of the New York Congressional Delegation. And time again, he's used his position to deliver for the people of upstate New York, winning record increases in funding for veterans' health care, leading the fight for a prescription drug benefit for seniors, and never backing down on his unwavering commitment to cleaner air and water. Get to know Jim Walsh. Learn what so many other upstate New Yorkers already know. Jim Walsh is a congressman for us and a leader for the nation.
Paid for by the Walsh for Congress Committee.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHM.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites.
Oh.
Can you believe that? I can believe it. And yeah. We're going to talk to Bill from Rochester, who we hope also believes that this is Sound Bites. Bill, do you believe?
I believe.
Amen, brother. What's your question?
Okay, last night, or yesterday, I started my computer up, and I was doing something on it, and then a little thing comes up, automatic update.
Yeah?
And so, you know, I went to there, and then I went in the other room for a minute, and I come back about 10 minutes later, and the screen was, you know, just screensaver and stuff. And anyway, so I move the mouse and it comes on and the thing is starting again. You know, like the little thing on XP that runs across the bottom.
Right.
And it starts and then it comes up and it says, you know, that the program was loaded wrong or something, or something electrical short or something, or not electrical short, but like storm, check this, check that, and no storms or nothing. And it said start in safe mode, start in normal mode, and I tried them in both. And all I keep getting is it just keeps stopping and, you know, it goes through the black screen and then it'll go through the, like, the startup, you know, with the little
What OS
thing.
Are you running again, Bill?
Huh?
What OS are you running?
XP.
XP? All right. When you get to that screen, you know, it's a black screen and you get the safe mode and all, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that should be that you can select that is labeled last known good boot.
I did that.
Configuration, maybe?
Yeah, last known good configuration.
It sounds like something happened during the update and really screwed up your system.
I tried
like
that
a screensaver will do sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes screensavers will interrupt the process to bring the screensaver activity up.
Well, it wasn't. I mean, it was the screensavers up. You know, like when after you let it set for like 10, 15 minutes, you get to idle.
Yeah.
Where you get, like, I got little stars.
It goes into
like
sleep mode.
Yeah, whatever.
And that can mess up the install.
Yeah, I routinely turn computer sleep off and hard drive sleep off.
Turn those all off.
I leave the monitor sometimes I leave the monitor sleep on, but the spinning the hard drive up and down and the computer in and out just doesn't.
That's
feel
more
right.
Wear and tear on it.
Yeah,
How do you turn them off when you're updating something?
I just turn them off permanently.
Is this a laptop or a desktop?
Desktop.
Yeah, those things are almost completely useless in a desktop, unfortunately.
But that doesn't answer
your question, though. We've gotten kind of off the track here. I'm not entirely certain what you can do to fix that, except to boot the CD, the XP CD, and select repair mode.
How would you do that?
Although he can run, believe it or not, you can get to the DOS prompt and get to the Windows directory.
Can you do that?
You can run SFC.
No, wait. No?
Comes on.
Nothing comes on.
The only thing, I turn the computer on and it comes up with the little green thing that says start, and then it pops up with the thing that says, the thing was, the program was.
Right. But you should get, you said you got a menu that says safe mode and all that stuff.
Right.
One of the choices should be DOS prompt only. Command prompt, maybe.
An XP?
Yeah.
It says start in safe mode, then it says safe mode network, and then it says start in last mode.
Okay. If you can't get to that, you need to reboot the CD. There should be, and I've only done this once in XP, but I think in that one as well, there's a choice for repair.
XP doesn't come with a CD.
Yeah, it does. It's supposed to. That's a separate problem. If you've got a machine that did not come with a CD...
That's a big problem.
That's a problem.
I bought it from CompUSA.
Well, you need to go back to them and explain to them that you need a CD.
Yeah, because no computer can be sold without an OS on it. To be a legitimate OS, they have to supply you with a CD.
When I bought it, or when they came and delivered it and stuff, and they put it up, and then I said, where's the CD, And they said, you don't need one because it's XP.
No.
You're wrong, and they sold it illegally.
They sold you an illegal machine. What you do is you go back to them and explain that to them and tell them if they don't give you a legal machine, you'll call Microsoft, blow them in. You should get a CD.
Huh.
And when you get that CD, I hate to be rude.
You should get several. You should get the Windows CD. You should get all your driver CD,
your video card,
your motherboard, your network card, everything else.
It is more likely that the installers mistook, and because CompUSA is a reputable dealer. We know that.
They might have forgot to bring one.
That's what I'm saying.
They didn't want to go back.
The installers that they got at that time were probably new. CompUSA itself is an extremely competent and reputable dealer. But what you need to do is go back to them and explain to them that they made
a
mistake.
Don't get their warranty.
Well, let's not go there, but you need to go back to them and explain to them that the installers made a mistake.
Yeah, they might have forgotten all that stuff back at the shop and just didn't want to be hassled going back there, picking it up, and bringing it back to you.
All right, so I called them before and I told them, I said I didn't get nothing. I mean, they got the booklet, a little booklet you give you and stuff.
Remind them of their contract with Microsoft, which states that you get a CD.
I will do that.
And if you don't get a CD, then I don't really know what to tell you. But the thing is, if you boot with the CD, you should see a repair mode.
Yeah, well, the other computer I used to have, it had the CD with it,
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then, when I got this, they said it's XP, and it's so great.
No, they are mistaken.
If you have a friend with a working XP, you can make the XP boot disk, like we were talking about earlier, then get to the command prompt, and then run system file checker.
Because the whole thing with XP, it's unlike any other Windows version. That license is only good for that CD. You can't put it on another machine or anything else, because the minute you try to put it on another machine and register it, which you have to do, you only have 30 days, it'll come back and say, sorry, this has already been installed on another machine, and we'll shut down that other machine. So it's not like they can use that CD on other PCs.
Huh. Right.
Okay, I'll try that.
Because you should see a sticker on the side of your machine, that it's a hologram, that has your license agreement.
Okay.
Or the activation code.
Yes, with the key code in it.
Okie doke.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck. Our next caller is Rob from Greece. Welcome, Rob. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Peachy, how are you?
Good. I got a couple questions. What's the minimum amount of RAM you need to run a high-speed cable broadband?
It depends entirely on your operating system.
What OS?
There is no RAM requirement for cable.
128 meg.
You can do it with 64, but you're going to be happier in the operating system with 128.
I only have 32.
64 is a dead minimum, and 128 is certainly better.
Is that right? So, mm-hmm. So it can't actually be installed, because what happened is they came and put it in my house Wednesday.
Yeah.
And when I went to go on cable modem, a little window comes up and says this program is performing an illegal operation.
Well, that's completely different. There is no memory requirement for cable modem. Okay. It will work fine in 16 megs. It just will be very slow, and, yeah, and you won't like
what
it.
What OS are you running?
98.
Second edition?
I'm not sure.
Well, if you go into the control panel under system, and you click on the little computer there that says system, yeah, that will tell you the very first screen what version of Windows you're running. Whether it's 98, it'll say just 98.
It just says 98.
Then what you probably should do
very fast
to get this up and running for you is to go and get the Windows 98 SE upgrade. That will solve 90% of your issues in getting online, because 98 first edition, oh, we had problems of saving passwords and all this other stuff.
Are you connecting to the cable modem via Ethernet or USB?
The Internet.
Yeah, through USB, right, or from a Cat 5 cable?
Oh, I just really don't know.
Okay.
Well, both of those can be problems with Windows first edition.
See, the little window that pops out says the detail in it is msvcrt.ll.
Yeah,
DLL.
Mm-hmm. Certainly more RAM will help you with that, because when you only have 32 meg of RAM, everything's trying to load at once and can't. But it's less a requirement in terms of running broadband and more a requirement in terms of running your system cleanly.
See,
you want
server,
at least 64 meg of RAM, and 128 is better.
Right. And 98 second edition.
The server told me that the problem was with them, that they had installed a bad disk.
That's also
of
possible.
7.0.
That's
well,
possible.
Something. Well, 7.0 what?
AOL?
Yeah.
AOL won't run in 32 meg.
It won't?
That's true.
Yeah.
Now we're talking about the software you're running, and you want a minimum of 64 meg, and again, 128 is better.
One tech asked me that, and I says, I'm only running 32, and he goes, oh.
Yeah.
It might work, it might not. In your case, it's
in
not.
In your case, it didn't. I would suggest you go to 128.
I have to get EDO.
Fine.
All right.
If that's what your computer takes, you need to make sure you buy the right kind.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. Our next caller is Pat from Rochester. Welcome, Pat. What's your question?
This question is really probably below your level, because half the time I think you're talking a foreign language.
Well, we are, and you can buy computer dictionaries to translate.
I have a Canon 486, and it has Windows 95 on it.
Mm-hmm.
And after I've used AOL and I close it down, or try and close it down, it says that it's trying to download 321-AUTF. And that takes up like 3 minutes, and then it always says it could not be downloaded. How do I get rid of that?
It's an automatic update feature of AOL. What version of AOL are you running, and how much memory does the computer have?
I have 50 megahertz, and I think the AOL is, could it be 4?
Could be.
Yeah.
Do you know how much memory the computer has in it?
I think it's like, is 16,000 possible?
Yeah.
16 meg.
Again, similar to the previous caller, AOL really likes a lot of memory.
Yeah.
On a 486 with Windows 95, 32 minimum, 64 better.
And disk space.
A lot of disk space. It could be with you're running AOL 4. It's trying to download an AOL 5 update because it's not recognizing you're running that older version.
Okay.
The current version for Windows is 7, and I don't know how far back they support.
Right. How do you connect to the Internet? Is it via modem?
We've got, actually, I'm a guest on my son's, and it's through the,
phone line?
The telephone line.
Yeah. It's also possible, and how long do you usually spend online at one time?
Oh, maybe anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour.
It may be that she's not online long enough to perform the download. If it's a big enough download,
well,
via modem.
The download starts when you sign off of AOL. And
right.
then it takes over and doesn't charge you for it.
And if her hard drive is kind of full, because that old of a machine, I bet you she's only got probably 400 or, maybe if she's up to a gig hard drive, that'd be
surprised. So you want to check how much free space you have on your hard drive, and you might have to delete some files to clean up some space.
Okay.
You also might want to try logging on to AOL and then immediately logging off again. and see if the file can download intact that way. So it's not, when you're running the program for a long time, it tends to eat up memory. And if you try to do it on a clean, cold boot, that might help also.
Yep. So you boot up, you log on to AOL, and you log off and see if the program will download.
All right, I'll try that.
Okie doke.
Thank you.
I'm not entirely sure we have time to go to more calls, and I apologize for everybody who's online and everybody we didn't get to. I do want to make sure, though, that everybody remembers Wednesday night. This coming
October
Wednesday
2nd.
Night, October 2nd, from 6:30 to 8:30. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Nick Francesco, maybe even Rob Linton.
Yes, we'll even get him up on.
We'll get him with us, and we'll have him sit there and pretend to do the buttons. You'll see the faces he makes. It's very cool, actually. And we will be down at the Holodome on Jefferson Road, the corner of Jefferson and
East Henrietta.
It was one of the Henriettas.
The big glass building you see from 390.
Right, yeah. Right. Across from the Burger King there. That's how.
And there's going to be free food.
No,
there.
It's across from Krispy Kreme.
Oh, right. It's across from Krispy Kreme. If you don't know where Krispy Kreme is, you really aren't a Soundbites listener. There'll be free food. There'll be
a lot of great vendors.
Giveaways.
Be there.
There'll be vendors there. There's going to be us. It's going to be 2 hours of the most fun you've ever had at the Holodome. Well, anyway, we're going to hope to see you all there, and go to the WHAM website, or through our website. Go to soundbites.org, click on the link,
and
go
register.
To their website and register so they know how much food to make and how many giveaways they have or whatever.
Because I hate to take, pizza out of somebody else's mouth that came all the way down.
That's
there.
Right. And it's not going to be my mouth. I'll tell you that right now. It's the only reason I'm going is the free food and all the gifts. So we'll see you Wednesday, 6:30 at the Holodome. In the meantime, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, our producer, me, Nick Francesco. This is Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's sports and opinion. It's Bob Matthews, weeknights at 6 on Rochester's sports leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM. Nighttime radio will never be the same. Check out Michael Savage, weeknights on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's the big one. This Thursday through Sunday, Rogers Piano's annual truckload clearance. Bigger and better than ever. We've jammed the entire Saginaw Plaza store on Jefferson Road with an extraordinary selection of new and used pianos from famous names like Kawai, Baldwin, Kohler & Campbell, Bösendorfer, Allen Organ, Wurlitzer, Pleyel, and Schubert. Look too for digital pianos, disc players, school loan pianos, recent trade-ins, even consignment items. Huge discounts with prices starting for just $395. Everything's tagged for your convenience. Easy 6 months, same as cash financing, and lowest prices are guaranteed. Same-day delivery is available, and all major credit cards are welcome. Kawai grants and select verticals at 0% for 1 year. But it's this weekend only, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, at Rogers Pianos, 1425 Jefferson Road in the Saginaw Plaza, right by the post office.
Rogers Pianos. Organs and clubs.
For information, call 1-800-732-1922.
You have computer questions. That's why they're sound bites. But sometimes you just need to see the things you're hearing about. That's why we're proud to bring you the Sound Bites Roadshow. Hi, I'm Nick Francesco. Please join Dave Enright, Steve Ray, and me on Wednesday night, October 2nd, from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Holodome to answer all your computer questions.
Do you have a computer question that needs answering? Want to hear about the latest trends in computer technology? Then you won't want to miss the Sound Bites Roadshow with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. Wednesday, October 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Holodome. The Sound Bites Roadshow is free with reservation suggested. Register to win great prizes. Enjoy free pizza, wings, and soft drink. Meet with representatives from FrozenCPU.com, Maven Technologies, and MCC. Call 234-5925 for reservations. Don't miss the Sound Bites Roadshow Wednesday, October 2nd, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Holodome.
Don't miss the Sound Bites Roadshow. See you there.
Across town or around the world, we've got you covered. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
CBS News, I'm Lou Maligano.